Time to talk some Oregon softball. They're back in the thick of it once again. Pac-12 champs, top overall seed in the tournament. The run opens tomorrow here at the Jane against Albany. Welcome in the head coach. Always great catching up. Coach White, how are things?
Doing good. Thank you, Steve.
So when a season starts, there are questions, some new faces, new roles. You don't know exactly how tough the non-conference schedule or the Pac-12 is going to be. But considering how you and your team kind of navigated all that to land as the overall one seed, this might sound simple, but you got to have right now at least a level of satisfaction, even though you know what the ultimate goal is.
Well, definitely, yeah. We've reached our first goal, which is to win that Pac-12 championship. And it was a tough championship, by the way. Really good teams, good pitching this year. I felt it's really kind of prepared us pretty well. But, again, you know, their overall goal is to, you know, get into this postseason and then progress steadily through the tournament and hopefully get to the Women's College World Series.
You know, I was looking at your schedule. You know, you played five SEC teams, Florida State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, who all got in, not to mention six other Pac-12 opponents. So, I don't know, was your philosophy what kills you, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Well, it certainly was part of the plan, was to, you know, create some adversity, play some really good pitching, see the best teams we could face, and, you know, only, you know, one or two of the top teams we haven't played. Florida's one, obviously, but I think I feel pretty comfortable the way it went. You know, obviously seven losses was pretty good against that kind of competition. So we feel like it has kind of prepared us.
One thing I love talking with college coaches about is, you know, the growth of players, regardless of what year they're in, level of talent. You look at Miranda Ellis last year, 12-0, ERA 1.8, and this year as a sophomore, she upgraded. I mean, I can go on statistically, but where did you see the improvement, and how impressive should we be with her performance this season?
Yeah, well, she kind of picked up where she left off the end of last year. You know, the start of last year, she came in, she was just trying to throw the ball by people, and didn't have much of an idea about how to set hitters up and pitch to them, you know, to be a pitcher, so to speak. And, you know, this year she just took off where she left off and really had a steady improvement over the year before, both with her location and her pitches. She got a new rise ball and her changeup was working a lot better this year.
Talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White, having been down this road several times, do you and your staff have a plan pitching-wise? You know, you got Miranda, Megan Kleist is spectacular, Maggie Ballant looms as an option. Or do you kind of see how the tournament plays out and maybe based on circumstance decide game to game?
Well, at this stage of the tournament right now, I'm just trying to, you know, match up our number one Kleist with the number one seed in our bracket, number two seed, actually. But, you know, if everything pans out. But, you know, things can happen. They can change. You know, right now, you know, we'll just take it step by step. And I feel confident in any one of the three pitches I put out there, I believe. But, you know, definitely Kleist is just a little bit ahead of Miranda right now. But, yeah, Miranda's thrown extremely well, so I'm pretty confident starting here.
Early this season, we talked about DJ Sanders coming over and, you know, filling Nicky Udria's shoes, not only with the glove, but the bat in the middle of the order. And while there might have been a rough patch or two overall, how would you evaluate her performance joining, you know, this, such a great team with so many expectations?
Well, I think she's got like three grand slams or something. So, you know, and she always seems to do it after she has like a 10-pitch at bat. She just battles and battles and battles and finally gets a mistake. And, you know, she's grinded her way through. I'm sure that, you know, things have been different here for her, but you couldn't tell. She hasn't said a word. She's just really kind of worked really hard and has fit in also as a teammate extremely well. So, you know, DJ has been a great addition for this club.
Sometimes we use cliches, but sometimes there's a reason. In softball, like hardball, you got to be strong up the middle. So when you think about Gwen Svekas behind the plate, Shannon Rhodes in center, the infield combo of DJ and Lauren Linvall, how pleased were you and your staff with their performance, particularly defensively at such critical positions?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's something that I try to recruit is make sure we recruit the middle, just like you said, exactly how it's laid out. And, you know, then you throw Jenna Lilly over there at third, which takes up a lot of the balls in the hole, you know, between five, the shortstop and third base. And, you know, we got a really solid infield, which I'm happy about. And they've been huge this year. We've turned some huge double plays, and it's really helped their pitching out.
A couple final thoughts from Mike White as he and his Ducks get ready for the NCAAs. Year to year, you've evaluated your offense. You know, you've seen a power-oriented team or maybe a more contact gap-hitting group. 95 homers 2 years ago, less than half that last season, 70 this year. So was this the kind of offense you expected, or were maybe you surprised power-wise?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised power-wise. I think we have a few more home runs than I thought we were going to get. But after that first weekend, I thought, oh my gosh, we're going to set a record here. But it cooled off quickly, and that's kind of what happens. A little bit of a roller coaster, but I just like the way we're batting 1 through 9 right now. We're getting a different hero each week, and that's what you really need. I think our lineup is tough to pitch to because I don't think there's too many places you can let down.
And lastly, this field, you got Albany in there, the America East champ for 2 years. Drake upgraded. Last year they were a 500 team, won the conference. BYU, you played last year. Man, it seems like they're a regular in the tournament. What do you guys make of this field coming to town for this regional?
Well, it's a difficult one for us in our first game because Albany, there's no real tape on them. And one of the great things about more games on TV is you get a lot of tape, but we haven't found anything on Albany. So it's kind of like we're going a little bit blind. So hopefully we'll come through that first one unscathed. And then, between the two teams, Drake and BYU, Drake's got an excellent pitcher, 6'1", throws in the mid to upper 60s. And, BYU's got a couple of really good hitters on that club, and they're scrappy. So, yeah, it could be a battle, and I'm not sure which one's going to come out of that Drake BYU right now.
All right. Well, I'd say best of luck, but you and your team have some mad skills, so give them heck. Look forward to talking soon about what took place this coming weekend. And as always, Coach, I appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
All right, take it easy. First pitch tomorrow against the Great Danes of Albany at Jane Sanders Stadium is 5:30. The number one overall seed, Pac-12 champions. Much appreciate getting a chance to chat up Coach White. We'll take a break. We'll be back. More Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.